Hey guys, welcome to another week of Autastic, Comedian's Guide to Autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and this here is...
I'm Graham Kay, by telephone.
Ooh, we're pretty fancy. I don't want to brag, but...
I own a telephone.
And I own a quarter to make a phone call.
Yeah.
That's how old I am. I remember when phone calls cost a quarter.
Yeah.
Pay phones, that's how old I am. I remember what pay phones are.
Kirk is over 15 years old.
I don't want to brag, but I'm definitely over 15. This week in review, Graham is in Canada putting together. Are you Canada or Nashville? I got to keep up. What are you? Are you in Nashville?
Oh, I'm in Nashville in a week.
Okay,
right now, I'm in Canada. I had my final green card meeting.
Yes.
I'm waiting on my green card, and then I go to Nashville.
Ooh.
Smashville.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Do you do a little tour, a little theater? Can people get tickets to that, or is there still tickets available?
I'm going to be at Zany's.
Zany's. There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And we're going to be with Gary Gulman. He's an extremely funny comedian.
Very funny. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He has a couple Netflix specials that are very, very clever.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that you watch some of the stand-up, and you're like, oh, right, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's great. That's great, dude. That's great. So the interviews went well. You're getting your green card.
Yeah. Knock on wood. Should be here in a week.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special, I don't want to tip our hat too much, but let's do in the news so that we can do our little topic.
Very special episode. Holy, this was a real coup, but let's not tip our hat too much. Just getting them excited, though.
It's going to be great. This week we've got an article from NPR.org. It says, Julia, a puppet with autism, joins the cast of Sesame Street. And this is for the first time in a decade, the classic children's television show Sesame Street has introduced a new Muppet on air. Her name is Julia, and she's a shy and winsome four-year-old with striking red hair and green eyes. I couldn't read for a second. I don't know what happened to me.
Yeah, a little aneurysm, and then you work through it, which is good.
Julia likes to paint, pick flowers, and when Julia speaks, she often echoes what she's just heard her friends Abby and Elmo say. Julia has autism. There's so many people that have given her what she is, and I'm just hoping to bring her... Oh my goodness, what is my problem today? I'm just hoping to bring her the heart. Okay, I did read that right. Says Stacey Gordon, the veteran puppeteer selected to play the part. So this was a very cool thing. This was sent to us by a bunch of people, honestly, that sent us to our Facebook page and tagged it. But it's a big deal. You know, they don't introduce new characters every week.
Mm-hmm.
And this means she'll probably be around for quite a while.
This is huge. This is really, really amazing. What a huge coup for the autism awareness movement. I don't know if we're going to ever cure autism or find out what causes it, but I know what we can control is how many people know about it in the public sphere and how they react to it when your kid is at the grocery store throwing a fit. And we can help that, you know, and this is part of it, which is really awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I think
and it helps with bullying and stuff. Like my brother always talks about. I mean, I would say that half the things my brother talks about, period, is the times he got bullied when he was in school, and
that was a while ago.
Yeah, he's 33. So you know, this is something that would prevent that. You know, kids, you know. Neuronormative kids are going to see this and be like, okay, great, fine. Let's not make fun of autistic kids. You know, so hopefully, anyway. But
I think it just normalizes it and has people be aware of that they're just people and they want to be treated with compassion and kindness like everybody else, just like everybody else. So I think it's really great. So you want to talk about our I guess that was in our news, our topic du jour. You want to introduce the segment?
Yeah. Well, you know, every once in a while we skip our week in review, which we normally do off the top, because we got something too juicy, too hot to hold back. You know what I mean? And we go straight to in the news, and I'm so proud of us this year. We got some real guests.
Yeah.
You know, like big time high profile guests. So we actually got the guy who works for Sesame Street, And, well, you got them. And,
it's team effort, buddy. It's, sharing credit.
Thank you. I'll take it. And we got them. The guy who works for Sesame Street and writer for Sesame Street happens to have an autistic son, and it was his idea to implement this autistic character into the world of Sesame Street. And Kirk does an excellent interview coming up. You want to set it up, Kirk? Or
this is it. Yeah, he was explaining that this year he wasn't as involved, but he's been there 22 years, and he helped last year's big push. And I feel like a lot of these things are cumulative. Like, you give a pitch, and it doesn't always happen that year, but then, you know, you put that little bug in people's minds, and a lot of showbiz is like that. And then the next year you come back, and the producer for some reason says, oh, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, because I pitched this to you 6 years in a row. But I think that's kind of how it works. And so,
yeah, just patient.
Just be patient and keep and that's it. So this is Frank Campagna, who works at Sesame Street and was involved in the rollout and is a producer there. And without any further ado, here's the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, welcome to another week of Autastic. I'm very excited. I have a very special guest this week that we have tried. We've been talking for over a year, and I got busy, and my life got complicated. But I'm so excited to have him. We have Frank Campagna. Frank, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for agreeing to do it, Frank. As many of you probably know, runs a very, very popular blog about autism, about his autistic son. Tell us a little about your son, Frank.
Sure. So I have a blog called Autism Daddy, and my son is 13 years old. He's, I know we don't like to use the terms, but he's on the severe end of the spectrum. So he's nonverbal. You know, he has his behaviors sometimes. He's got epilepsy on top of the autism, which hit us when he was about 9 years old. But I always say he's got a personality that can light up a room. So, you know, he's a very happy guy, and that's what we strive for.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And my son just had, I don't know if I've talked about this in the blog, but my son had another episode 2 weeks ago, another epileptic, I think you say fit, right? I hope I'm using the right language, but he has a grand mal where he like totally kind of blacks out. Is that how your son's manifests, or how does it work?
I mean, his are in his sleep, so it's actually the safest way to have him, but he does have, like, they have different terms. I think the grand mal now they call complex partial, or so basically has biggies. I call them biggies and smallies, but he has big ones in his sleep. And he goes through, you know, like he has a very hard to treat kind of epilepsy. So we're trying different meds all the time. And we're at a place now where if he has one every 7 to 10 days, we're kind of happy with that. You know, as crazy as that sounds. So
like, No. I'm not judging. I get it. Yeah. Everybody's got their own journey. It's complicated, and this is a safe place, this podcast. The reason I really was excited to have you on is Frank works at Sesame Street and has worked there for many, many years. And Sesame Street, as many of you have emailed me, obviously know that they have a new Muppet with autism whose name – why don't you tell us about the Muppet, Frank?
Sure. Her name is Julia, and she's Elmo's friend. And she just was added to the cast a couple of weeks ago, which made her debut on April 10th. The episode aired on HBO and PBS at the same time, which was pretty cool. And yeah, it's been like 5 years in the making. It's been, you know, it's amazing having my two worlds collide, my autism world and my job. You know, I've worked at Sesame for 22 years. And, you know, and we always talked about doing something for autism. And I'm just, you know, so happy and thrilled that we were able to pull it off.
Now, you were telling me you were involved in the last one a lot. Tell us about the last one that you were involved in, too.
Yeah, so basically we you know, had a couple of different soft launches of this initiative. So basically in October of 2015, we launched a website, sesamestreet.org/autism. And during that first launch, we put up a bunch of different films and animations about autism. And that's what I had a lot of input on. So basically we hired filmmakers and went out and shot, you know, little documentaries with autism families. And that was amazing to just basically, you know, work with filmmakers and try to find the perfect families and try to find, you know, the whole range of the spectrum. You know, we wanted to find low functioning kids and high functioning kids and boys and girls and all different colors and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, so that was the first part of the initiative. And then, this most recent part is the Julia, the launching of the Muppet, because basically Julia started as a Muppet character in a storybook. So basically when we first launched it, we had a book on our website called We're Amazing 1, 2, 3 that was written by another autism mom that works here, Leslie Kimmelman. And she wrote this digital storybook. And as soon as that came out, I said, you know, autism parents are going to say loud and clear, why isn't she on the show? So lo and behold, you know, it's extremely positive feedback. But the one thing we kept on hearing over and over is, why is she only in a storybook? When is she going to be a real Muppet on the show? So that was the, you know, for the last 8 or 9 months, that was the big push to basically get her on the show and in the mix with the rest of the guys.
So I don't want to like speak out of turn, but you're basically saying it was kind of a grassroots movement that like kind of made the change happen. Like if people hadn't written in and said something, this might've taken a lot longer. Is that what you think?
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it was in the plans for it to be a Muppet character, or if it was, it wasn't, you know, publicized within the walls here.
Right.
But, you know, basically I was telling people here, like the autism community will tell you what they want. You know, they're going to love it. They're going to love everything we give them, but they're also going to give you feedback and criticism and say,
oh yeah.
You know? So,
get a lot of feedback. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, people feel very strongly about it, so they can't help but to react to it and to let their opinion know, which is good. You know, an involved audience is a invested audience, so it's good.
Yeah, so now she launched, and hopefully, you know, she'll be in a couple of different episodes a year, and I almost think it's even more important when she's just in the background, like not a story that features her and her autism, but just Julia being one of the other guys.
Part of society, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, inclusiveness to I hadn't thought of that, but I agree with you. I think there's something special about having her as one of the crew and not focusing on it, and having that be that's just part of how life is. And some people are different, and this is their life, and it's not to be pitied or whatever. It's just that's what they're going through, and just be patient with them and compassionate, like you are with everybody.
Exactly.
I like that. Now listen, this is a stupid question, but. Like, is there storyboards around autism where you get like an expert, where you get experts in, and you're like, maybe we should do a story about sensitivity issues or light issues or sound issues, or how does that play out exactly? I know so little about Sesame Street backstage. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, basically for a typical Sesame Street script, there's a whole research department. So we have writers that write scripts, and each draft of the script goes to our research department, and they kind of weigh in on what the curriculum aspects are going to be of each segment. But when it came to the Autism Initiative, it went to outside advisors. We had like a coalition of advisors. I mean, if you look at our website, all these partners that never get along on anything else all contributed to the Autism Initiative, you know?
I love it.
So, yeah, exactly. It's like it's the one, you know, one thing they all came together on. So, you know, for our writers, I think it was probably, you know, it was probably the most difficult thing they ever had to write, because they had to go to, you know, outside advisors and then inside advisors, and everybody had to weigh in on things. But I think the proof is in the pudding. You know, I think the one thing I keep hearing is, you know, Alan, one of the human characters, when Big Bird asked Alan, you know, what is autism? Alan stopped and says, well, for Julia, autism is.
Ooh, I like that.
And it's like such a simple little, you know.
That's very clever, though.
But that's what I keep reading in review after review after review, is like people love that, you know, and that's from the advisors. You know, that's basically everybody telling us, you know, how important that was.
Yeah, we talk about this every week. I think we almost say almost every week we say, if you know one person with autism, you know one person with autism.
So. Exactly.
Wow, that's exactly. Really clever. I really like that for Julia.
Yeah.
Very good. So do you have any insight like on specific issues that they're thinking about tackling, or do you guys listen to letters? Like, is it helpful for people to, hey, could you write us a – is it helpful for fans to write into Sesame Street and say, hey, would you mind doing a teeth brushing one so that I can get my kid to brush his teeth? Or I don't know. Is that stuff helpful?
I think it's helpful, yeah, even if it's not for Julia, even if it's for other parts of the initiative. Like on the website, we also did you know, the equivalent of flashcards or social stories, and we did, you know – going to a restaurant or brushing your teeth, or, you know, we did 8 of them because that's what we could afford to do at the time. But I think there's definitely more that we could do there. And maybe some of the ideas that people send us for a Julia story, even if they don't work for that, maybe they can work for another part of the initiative. So definitely, you know, send us your feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. So on a personal level, does your son connect to the character at all? Or it's funny. Sometimes you do a lot of stuff and then the kids aren't interested. Like, it's hard to know what they're going to be interested in.
I know. And my guy has become like a YouTube fanatic, but he was never one of those kids that like watched the first 8 seconds. Like, he basically now he'll just go on YouTube and he'll slide the bar up and down and just watch the first 15 seconds of a gazillion Sesame Street segments. And I'm like, pick one. Just
that's
pick
funny.
One.
My son does the same thing where it's like, yeah. It's the intro. It's, you know, whatever. Exactly. It's, la la la, Elmo's him, world. Yeah. And it starts
I
over.
I caught him watching a nice chunk of the Julia episode without stopping. So I'm like, oh, I guess he kind of likes it. He left it on for 2.5 minutes where everything else he kind of stopped after 30 seconds. So that's. That's a good rating right there.
The thing I love about Sesame Street, too, is it's evergreen. So you've got, you know, you put that stuff out now. It could affect a kid who's going to be born 10 years from now who's,
yeah,
you know, will connect exactly. with it. And it's really, really great. You know, the I don't want to, we don't get political at all on this podcast, but the funding of PBS is very important, I think, just to encourage the development of projects that would not get funded elsewhere. And so anyway,
right.
write your Absolutely. Congressman. I don't want to get into the whole Trump thing, but yes, write your, let's make
Ditto,
sure it's funded.
What he said.
Yeah. We have to be careful. You know, this podcast goes on all over. So we touch on politics at all. And it's, yeah.
I make that mistake on my blog once in a blue moon. I'll post something I shouldn't and I'll get my hand slapped by, you know, one side or the other. But
I have strong opinions, but this focus on this podcast is one thing. We're doing autism on this one. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's for another podcast. Well, anything else you want to add about the Sesame Street thing? We talked about a year ago and my life got busy and I dropped the ball and then Jill interviewed you. I couldn't get the audio quality to work. So I'm really excited to have you. But anything else you want to add about the Sesame Street thing? I'm really excited you were able to stop by.
You know, autism sort of shaped my career in a way because I've been working at Sesame for 22 years. And for the first, 10 or 11 years I was working here, I was working heavily on international. I was going traveling the world on all these different versions of Sesame Street in different countries. And then because my kid was diagnosed, I had to go to my bosses and be like, hey, I know I'm an international producer, but this amount of travel is not going to work for me anymore because I've got issues at home that I need to deal with. And they were nice enough to, you know, shift me onto other projects and keep me around and let me, you know, put my foot in the ground on more domestic projects. And lo and behold, 6, 7, 8 years later, we finally have those two worlds collide, you know, for autism to be a project that I get to work on, you know, at Sesame was just amazing. You know, I would say it's like the highlight of my career.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes you feel like you put in all this work and then you don't know until hindsight's 20/20, like how it all pays off.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, all this work I know you had a big influence on having this happen, even if it wasn't directly, just being around people and raising your voice and doing the blog and all these sorts of things really puts it on the map. And I think I think this Julia thing is amazing. I think it's guys.
Thank you.
If you haven't had a chance to check it out, check out Frank's blog, check out Sesame Street's Julia character. I think there's a few episodes out and HBO. Tell us again where they can see it, Frank.
So the main episode is on HBO and PBS, but we also pulled the street story with Julia and put it up on YouTube. So if you go up on YouTube, you can find all the Julia stuff. There was basically the main street story, and then I was able to produce these little short Julia segments with Abby and Elmo that are also kind of cute.
Okay, I'm going to try to put this on our blog, on our Facebook, guys. I'll put the links to the Facebook, YouTube. Great. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Frank, and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So that's it. That was the interview.
Way to go, Frank.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Pretty interesting, right?
Well, I just like that he proposed it, didn't give up, and sort of kept going after it. Took a few years. And I also think that one of the reasons why it worked after a few years is because our community has done a really good job of creating autism awareness. You know,
that's what I think too. You know, when he said that
our podcast specifically,
when he said that people write in, I guess he was saying they did a little booklet, if I understood right, and then people would write in and go like, why don't you include her as a regular character? And I think I even asked, you know, if you hadn't done that, would it have happened? And he's like, probably not as quickly. That's, you got to raise your voice sometimes, unfortunately, and say, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Totally.
You got to say, yeah, we'd like to see more of that character. So.
That's awesome. Good.
I liked also the part about just including her kind of in the background in the sense that it doesn't have to, everything doesn't have to be about autism, but the
way more powerful.
Yeah. That she's included and that's just how it is. And
yeah,
it reminds me of kind of like the race stuff where the first step is, you know, that it's integrated and then eventually just gets to, yeah, it's an integrated cast. Nobody cares. It's not.
It doesn't, yeah, one intro.
Doesn't make the news every time.
This is the new Albanian kid. He's right. From Albania. Then boom. That's then he's it. Normal.
Yeah.
You know, normalized, which is the point.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was really great. I watched a bit of that episode. Have you watched any of it?
I did. I watched a little bit. You know, it's a little bit this is a weird thing to say, but I really just wish they'd had it sooner. And so it's a little bit like bittersweet, you know. I feel like, where was this 15 years ago? But that's how it is. That's how it is. That's, I'm sure everybody feels like that about every kind of change. Why didn't
change? Yeah, change is always too late. You know, but that's okay. It happened. Though.
It happened. You know what they say in show business? You get everything 2 years after you deserve it. So it's kind of like,
yeah. I'll tell you, yes. And I'll tell you this. If they had done it 15 years ago, we wouldn't be able to talk about it on our podcast.
Right. That's true. That's true. And I do like the whole thing where they go, so what is autism? Well, for Julia, it means, I was like, oh, I like that a lot. I really like that.
Yeah. It was really good. Really good. They did it right, you know, and it wasn't too heavy-handed either.
No, I didn't think it was either.
It wasn't like, okay, everybody, here's somebody with a disability, you know? She, you know, it's like, she's got this thing, it's cool, just, you know, don't get freaked out, it's cool, she's nice.
That's gonna
and
be
then, you know, and all the kids are like, yeah, great, fine, you know?
No, I think it's good.
Kids are mean, but they're also adaptable.
Yeah, especially kids are. I think it's so much harder to change grown-ups' behavior. But kids, if you teach a kid when they're little, oh, yeah, some people are like this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You
know,
yeah.
Some people can't walk. Okay. You know, that's just like, okay, mm-hmm. That's just how it is. So,
mm-hmm.
So well, that's it. That's it was a little bit of a shorter episode, but I think it was good, guys. We wanted to just get that out to you as quick as possible during Autism Awareness Month, and we have had a lot of emails and messages about that segment of Sesame Street, and so wanted to get it out there. Thank you, Frank Campagna, so much for coming on our show. We really appreciate it. And
and great job, Kirk, getting that interview.
Oh, thanks. We did our
real
best.
Real old-fashioned reporter work, you know. I like it.
We did our best. And guys, take a second to tag a friend in Facebook or Instagram or whatever with our podcast. Please share it. You can also find us on Facebook, Kirk Smith Comedy, Graham K. Go ahead, Graham. Graham K. Comedy, right?
Yeah. Am I saying Graham it wrong? Graham K. Comedy. On like social. I think it's just Graham K. You can find me on Facebook, but Graham K. Comedy on like Twitter and Instagram and all that jazz. And also our podcast, you know, autasticpodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us, or just go on Facebook. You want to check out some links, check out some pictures of stuff we've referenced in past episodes. You know, we'll probably throw up the link to this Sesame Street thing if you don't feel like going on YouTube and typing it in yourself, you know. And also, you know, it's a nice little forum, old-fashioned chat room. You know, you can use it like that to just discuss stuff and share stuff with us if there are things that you think we should be talking about. I mean, that's why one of the reasons why we did this, we were notified about this subject matter, is like, we had a bunch of people reach out to us either by email or by our Facebook and let us know. So we really appreciate that. And as always, tell your friends about the podcast. Even if they don't have anybody with autism in their life, if they have, you know, I get so many people coming up to me and being like, listen to your podcast. So it's like, do you have anybody who's autistic in your family? They're like, no, loved it. Okay.
I have the same experience. The doorman at the improv loves it. Any autism in your family? No. It's very good, though. I like it. Okay, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. This is a weird thing to say, guys, but I've had a lot of people reach out and get my book on my website, Kirk Smith Comedian. If you want a signed copy of my book, you can purchase it right there on the website. Tell me who you want it inscribed to, and I think I throw in a free bag, a little merch plug there. If you're, we've been moving a lot of books this week. If that's of interest to you guys, reach out to me. And as always, if you believe in what we do and want to support it, kick in a dollar on Patreon, patreon.com/autastic. We'd really appreciate it. Anything else? Am I missing anything, Graham?
No, I think that was great.
All right, guys, you can do it. We love you.
Bye.